Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Good morning, Russell. How are you?
Oh, it's Marty.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
I'm perfectly good. Are you still sporting the moustache?
Yes, the moustache is still here.
You've a very... No, I've been growing one for many years. You've a very fine moustache. It's a kind of... I don't know, a kind of a Spanish conquistador sort of a look. It's very good.
I was sort of aiming for more of a Clark Gable. I think it ended up being more Gable End.
Oh, stop it. I think it's very fine. Anyway, listen, you're in good form. You sound in good voice, thank God, which is handy when you refer to as the voice as you have been over the years. But you've been through the mill, my friend, you really have. But now you've got three concerts that you're putting on over here.
Yep, that's right. I'm very excited about it too. It's been a while, actually, since before COVID. It's taken a long time to get things moving again.
But by the same token, in fairness, you know, let's not fool ourselves here. You went through an awful lot, and COVID, you know, you had a rehabilitation situation to get through. And when COVID comes along, everybody who was well had to hide. So if you weren't that well, hiding was inevitable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean it's quite some time now since my two brain tumours.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I've made a decent recovery from it. I'll always live on a concoction of different hormones and drugs and stuff, but
yeah,
that is a very, very small price to pay for where I am now.
Absolutely, and for being here.
Yeah, amen to that.
You know, thank God.
And on top of that, Marty, you know, singing at the moment as good as I think, if not better, than I've ever sung. So I said to somebody a couple of weeks ago, not meaning that I was going anywhere, but if you want to come and see me, now is the time, because it really is working very well.
Yeah, I know what you mean, that you're in such good voice. Can I just say, I know it's Christmas time and all the rest of it, your take on A Spaceman Came Travelling is absolutely stunning. The one you did with Ella Jones, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. I sang it the other evening as a solo number.
Okay.
And it works very well. The great thing is as at the event that I was at the other evening, the audience can join in with the chorus because the words...
The la-la element.
Yeah, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Well, you have...
La-la-la-la-la-la-la.
You've learnt
the... It's an easy one to remember.
You've learnt the lyrics, I can hear.
I know the song back to front.
I noticed that. It's a great... But it's a great little song, and it's a lovely story, the way it's told. Christa Burke's a great song. But I love your take on it.
A spaceman came travelling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star, just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother and child lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel, and they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. I come from a planet
The other thing about this particular event, you're working, is that Mike Moran that I who are you working with on this tour?
I've been working with Mike now for over 20 years. Mike's been my musical director.
Right.
And Mike is a genius. A genius at the piano. Obviously, as I'm sure you know, it sounds like you know a little bit about Mike, but Mike played piano throughout some of Freddie Mercury's solo career.
Yes, he did.
Freddie.
Yes, he did.
He also wrote Barcelona Freddie and Montserrat Caballé.
That's right.
And not a lot of people know this, but that's he right. came runner-up in the Eurovision Song Contest with Lindsay DePaul
and
a song
did.
Called Rock Bottom.
Which I thought was a great song.
I did as well.
Yeah,
should have won.
Yeah, I was very taken. I was very whatever about Mike. I was very taken with her. I thought she was fabulous. She was fabulous. God bless her. But he is quite the talent. I didn't realise you'd been with him so long. That's fantastic. That's really good.
Yeah, we've been working together for a very long time, and I think we demonstrate that in certain pieces that we do together, where it's just piano and voice, because a lot of the time we've got the full. You know, all the musicians playing, but in the sections where we just demonstrate that connection that Mike and I have musically.
Yes.
And that's the synergy between us, where you've just got piano and voice and that connection where literally Mike is following everything that I do. It's really quite something. And that only, I think that kind of connection only comes with a great deal of work and time.
And trust in each other on a stage.
Absolutely.
Like I said.
Yeah.
The other thing too is though, when it's just the two of you, it does mean that you've got to be on your marks. You know, like for singing something like Bring Him Home, for example. Will you do that, just the two of you? Is that a song that you're covering at the moment for just the two of
us? We do Bring Him Home with just the two of us. And It's an interesting thing, because you say, do you worry about?
Yes.
No worry. There is no worry at all.
Right.
Because I know. I mean, I make a joke about it on stage with regards to Mike, where I'll say, literally every breath I take, every move I make, he'll be watching me. And it's in some respects it really is true, because Mike is. Yeah. There's a connection. It's a natural connection,
right,
and it's something that I think when you get to a point where you've worked with somebody, you understand their musicianship in a certain way, that there is no concern about what one another is doing, because it's almost, dare I say it, like we're one when we're on stage. That connection musically is so strong.
But I mean, that only tends to happen with bands who've been together years. You know what I mean? Keith and Mick Jagger, you know that crack. You expect that,
but this isn't, in some respects, Marty, this is very similar to that. Aside from the fact that, you know, I'm not singing rock songs.
Yes, I know.
There's still that connection, because we have done, I can't even begin to imagine how many concerts Mike and I have done together.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have that trust with each other, and that is exactly what it is. It's about the ability of each other, of course, but it's about trust. You trust each other.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
What makes all the difference. You're going to be playing here. Are you playing the UK as well? I presume you are.
We've just finished a massive tour of the UK.
Oh, I see. Okay, I didn't know.
And so we're going to be, I think we're also going to be at Belfast.
You are. I'll tell you, you're doing Belfast as well? Because you're doing Wexford on the 26th of May, Limerick.
That's right.
UCH on the 29th, and then the National Concert Hall here in Dublin on the 31st of May. And then you're adding Belfast as well.
Yep, absolutely. The Grand Opera House.
The Grand Opera House, absolutely, right in the heart of town.
Yeah.
Are you going to be kind of chatting away and telling stories and stuff? How are you going to blend this on stage? How are you going to do it?
The natural progression for any concert that I do, I have a set amount of songs that I sing.
Yes.
And the length of the concert will be dependent purely on how much chatting that I do.
Good man. I think that's divine. I love that because people will then come away. I mean, they're awful fond of you here, as you well know. But I think people will come away with a sense of you. Do you know, another sense of you. In other words, I like the voice, I like the songs, that's all brilliant. But here's Russell going to talk to me as well and tell me a little story about, oh, I don't know, it could be about Louise, it could be about your dog, it could be about looking out your window on your lovely couch.
Because Let me tell you, Marty, I mean, there are so many stories now because not so long ago, well, a good few years ago now, we moved and we purchased a farm. And it's not what you would imagine. It's not a kind of Jeremy Clarkson-style farm.
You mean you've no animals? What sort of...
We have lots of animals.
Right.
I remember saying to my wife not so long ago, can we please get an animal that has some purpose and use rather than ones that you can just stroke?
Oh, right. or eat, as the case may be.
It's like a petting zoo.
That's lovely. That's a lovely idea.
And to be fair as well, Marty, I mean, joking aside, we do rescue a lot of animals. We've rescued everything from sheep, cats, chickens, all the way through to ostriches.
It seems to me, as you speak, that it's like you're living your best life. If I can say that to you,
you can say it because it's true. It's a and where we live, not to be honest with you, not too dissimilar to the countryside in Ireland.
Sure, yeah.
Well, it's beautiful, just beautiful, never-ending tapestry of green and hillsides. It's wonderful. We live out in Cheshire, and it's so cathartic, it's so relaxing, and being surrounded by nature and being surrounded by all these different animals and such that we've managed to rescue or acquire in some way or another is a wonderful thing. And this, as I say, it was only a few weeks ago that my wife found out that one of the farms just down the road had three or four chickens, and they were, unfortunately, they were about to be necked, for want of a better word.
I understand.
And so, my wife said to me,
"How many?
There's about three or four of them."
Okay.
My wife said, "They're going to neck chickens down the road."
Right.
I'm going to get them. And went, "But we've got Louise. We've got loads of chickens now." She went, "I know, but they're going to kill them." I went, "Why are they going to kill them?"
They're hungry.
And she said, "Because they're not laying eggs."
Right. They're inefficient chickens.
Yeah, so...
So did you rescue them?
Yeah.
Oh.
And now, guess what?
What? They're laying eggs.
Hey!
Are you singing to them? Is that what's making them lay eggs? Maybe it's...
Yes,
are you? You're humming away there. You're humming a space...
Bring them home.
Bring them home. La, 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 la. I'm telling you, there's a series in this. There's a TV series in this. Because it is against the odds when you think about what you've been through and all the pain and all of that. And now you suddenly find yourself in this idyllic situation, the two of you, yourself and Louise. I just think it'll be beautiful to watch and to follow you as you rescue other animals along the road. By God, no animal is safe from you.
And we have, there's so much to laugh at as well. Because we have all our, you know, failed plans and so on. Like I tried to grow vegetables here last year, and it kind of worked out, but a lot of it didn't.
but you're...
And so there's all this different stuff where we're just dipping our toe in the water of a lot of stuff and figuring everything out.
Yeah, but you know what you're doing? You're loving life. That's what you're doing. You're loving life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, congratulations. Listen, but wanted to finish up on this morning, O Solo Mio, to bring you back to that.
Oh, yeah.
You're still able to belt them out, I expect.
Yes. In fact, O Solo Mio has been the opening aria of my shows for quite some time now. I mean, there was a period of time, you know, whilst I was recovering from the two brain tumours and I'd had like 25 treatments of radiotherapy and I was absolutely wiped out.
Yeah.
And after that situation, after that, I went through that whole thing, there was a period of time where I wasn't able to sing the big arias. I wasn't able to sing the big classical numbers. And I'll never forget, it's funny what catalyzes you and drives you. It can be just one single moment can catalyze so much in your life. I remember I was doing this concert and I was singing kind of more mid-range repertoire.
Sure.
And I could see in between each song I was singing, there was a couple and they were talking to one another in between each song. And I could almost hear what they were saying anyway. Yeah. I just thought, what are they saying? And I kind of had a little lean in and I literally heard the guy saying, "Oh, he's not what he used to be, is he?"
Oh, you're joking me.
Yeah. And that was the point. I went to bed thinking about it that night.
Yeah.
I went to bed thinking, he's not what he used to be. He's not what he used to be. What?
Yeah.
And I honestly, I don't know who this man was. I would one day, if I ever met him again, I'd like to thank him, actually, because that was the catalyst for me, in some respects, saying, that's it. I'm going to do everything in my power, every ounce of my strength and will to get back to singing the repertoire, the material. And I am, and now I'm singing it. I feel even better now than it. I can't wait for you to come and see me.
I'm so looking forward to it. But the fact remains that you went through these tumours, you went through rehab, you went through radiotherapy and all that. Of course you are knocked for six. Of course you couldn't be what you were. But you've climbed that mountain and here you are ready for the off again. I think that's just incredible. I really do.
It's a big mountain. It is a huge mountain.
Most people may not be able to do that, you know?
It was total rehabilitation. And I remember, and there are lots of people along the way, you know, and some in the medical fraternity that were telling me, don't expect things to be like they were before. You have to realise that what's happened to you isn't something that a lot of people will experience. And it's difficult. And especially, as I say, with the varied concoction of replacement drugs and hormones.
But I feel,
and as I say, being here and out in the countryside, I feel strong and fit and
good, man.
And good.
Well, look, I can only wish you, firstly, a very happy Christmas yourself and Louise and your families. Just to say, it's Christmas, and I'm just curious: will you be having turkey, or will that be rescued as well?
Well, if we knew of a turkey that was going to get a chop,
it would be rescued. Exactly,
we'd probably be inclined to rescue it for sure.
I understand. So you'll only take a turkey that's previously been chopped, as you put it. If it's due for the chop, you'll save it. You're a great couple. You really are. Listen, just a reminder again: NCH in National Concert Hall in Wexford on the 26th of May, 29th at the UCH in Limerick, and Sunday May 31st at the NCH in Dublin, and then Belfast as well. Please come in and sit with us when you're over, and we'll shoot the breeze and we'll have nice coffee and chats. I'd love to see you again.
I'll definitely but do we'll that. We'll make it a date.
We'll definitely go to the concert. We'll definitely be seeing you at the concert. Russell, to you and to Louise, have a very happy Christmas, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Marty. God bless. It's always an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And I
great to hear
compliment.
Your voice again.
God bless, my friend. Take care. Take care.
God bless.
There he goes. That's Russell Watson. And I've given you the dates. We'll put it up on the page. And he mentions O Sole Mio. And this is he doing Eduardo Da Capua's O Sole Mio, the great Russell Watson.